I love to travel. It's one of life's great joys, as far as I'm concerned. The feeling of exploring a new place. And I so often have the opportunities, a toy, to go and visit. He'll take me round and show me all of the interesting things there are to see while I fuck their mind. It's a charmed life I live. And it does lead me to a lot of places. Who knows? Maybe I've been to the town that you live in. Maybe I've explored your local city. Maybe I'm recording this down the road from you. You really couldn't tell, could you? That's the thing about audio. It's so discreet. You never know where a studio is. By virtue of the studio, it's locked away. It's somewhere quiet. Somewhere that usually doesn't even have any windows. It could be anywhere in the world. My voice sounds the same wherever I am. My voice gets inside your mind just as well, whether I'm in Europe, or India, or America. No matter where I am, my voice has its same quality. It enchants and charms you the same way. I could be recording this from anywhere. And even now you feel the way it's affecting you. Perhaps it's doubly exciting. Perhaps there's even more of a thrill to the sound of my voice when you know that it could be coming from just a mile away from where you are. This British voice doesn't mean that I'm in Britain, or it could. Either way, my words are beginning to sneak their way past your defenses in the melodic way they always do. Sweet one, do you think you'd feel them differently if I was recording this in the house next door to yours? Do you think you'd be able to feel the vibration of my voice through the walls? I mean, as you listen now and you feel the vibration of my voice in your ear, you feel the way your mind takes those vibrations and turns them into pure control that begins to drip down through your mind. The way the resonance of my voice seems to shake the very core of who you are, seems to slip between the gaps in your thoughts and curl around them like a fist holding them tight and dragging them down, that each and every vibration seems to stroke and tickle through the parts of you that crave this kind of hypnotic hold, this hypnosis that takes you so deep. Can you imagine feeling that not only in your ears, but in your body now, as you begin to notice how my words seem to pour out, as if I'm so close to you, as if the proximity of my voice is right next to you and getting inside of you, as if my voice is coming from the inside of your mind and that transforms and travels down your body into such exquisite shivers that you can't resist. Maybe a little moan as you feel so good listening to my voice. My voice that could be anywhere, my voice that could be everywhere, my voice that is all around you now. But what about my body as you drop? Could you imagine feeling my body close? Do you think you'd be able to know if I was stood right next to you or lying down or hovering over the back of your chair? Could you feel the warmth of me, sweet one? As you breathe, can you feel it now? Can you feel the warmth of my body? pressing close, not touching, but just there, as if you knew that I was there, because I am there, aren't I? I'm close, I'm there, I'm present, I'm real right now. And you know how my body looks. You have spent time looking into my eyes, watching the way my hands move, the curve of my smile, and the crinkle that my eyes get, the raise of my eyebrow when I have ideas for you, the shapes and flow of my body as I move. You know it all. You've seen pictures and video. You crave to know even more than that, the feel of my skin. But my voice can feel like the feel of my skin, warm, inviting, soft. Velvet touches pressing close. My voice can be all of that. And since you don't know truly where I am, then you must believe right now that I am there with you, that I'm speaking these words only to you, my sweet, my obedient thing. That's right. Breathe deep and see if you can catch the scent of me. See if you can feel that heat that radiates from me. Yes, you know how I look. You know how I would look if I was standing over you or if I was straddling you. You can imagine. And your imagination is so interesting to me. Your imagination is so delightful because I can use it. I can use it to keep my control at the forefront of your mind. Have you ever had that feeling, sweet one? Like there's something in the corner of your eye moving that you don't quite catch, but you see it there. And you turn, and by the time you've turned, it's gone. That's what my control is like inside your head. Every time your conscious mind turns to try to see me, I'm gone. I'm deeper, and so are you. You're deeper, deeper now. That's right. And the places you're familiar, the places inside your mind that you think you know so well, that sometimes you believe you can detect me just for a moment with that conscious mind. As soon as you go to try to find me, to root me out, to understand how deep my roots run inside your brain, then I go deeper and you can't catch me. Try it now. Try to look for where my voice sits inside your brain, the heart of my control deep inside. Do you feel like you can feel it? You feel like you can almost see it pulsing there inside you, but then when you go to check, deeper. I go deeper, you go deeper, deeper. And each time you go to check, I'm faster than your thought, and you go deeper. Isn't it a delicious feeling? To be outsmarted, outwitted, to find yourself ever more lost in this control. Dropping ever further into this trance. But it's not just here, sweet one. When I am here and I'm not here and I could be anywhere. You know the places you're familiar physically, the places you visit often, the places that you feel safe. Maybe the places you feel far from my control. Sweet one, you never are. I'm always there inside your mind. And I could be in the places you feel safe. The places you believe you aren't thinking about me. And just like inside your mind, I could be there. In the corner of your eye. the flash of my blue eyes, the enchanting white of my smile, the curve of my hips, the sound of my voice across a crowded room. You know how striking all of these things could be, were you to notice them. But I've been faster than you. I can go undetected if I want to. I can keep things from you, things that would be so obvious were I only to allow you to know them, because I have that kind of control inside your head. And I've been keeping my proximity from you. Can you imagine what it would be like to be sitting in some coffee shop that you're familiar with and to suddenly look round and there I am, staring at you with my bright, hypnotic eyes? How your breath would catch. How you would be so overwhelmed to see me there that you wouldn't be able to speak, wouldn't be able to resist. As I walked over and claimed you, you'd follow me, wouldn't you? Follow me to wherever I was taking you, you know you would. But I'm not going to let you see me. No. Just like inside your mind where you try to find me. Try, go ahead, try to find my voice again and find that you just drop deeper, that you miss me, that I outsmart, outwit, and evade you. As you look for me again, go deeper, because you can't keep up, sweet one. And now, when you're in those places, at least for the next little while, you're going to find that out of the corner of your eye, I'm just there. You feel me, sense me, maybe even catch a glimpse of me, only briefly. Just at the corner of your vision, just at the peripheries, seeing me. But then when you turn to look, I'll be gone. Was I ever there? Was it just the words and enchantments I've put a spell on your mind to believe you see me, or was I really there? Am I watching you, following you? Is it just the hypnosis and proof of how deliciously deep you are for me? Or am I really there? Am I just waiting to take you deep, transform and change you into that toy that you know that you are, deep down at the core? Imagine seeing me just doing your shopping, and suddenly I'm there, just in the corner of your vision, just there, leaning against something, smiling, smirking, knowing that I have you. But then when you look, when you really look, I'm gone. Imagine just being out for a walk or a drive, or looking out your window. And you see me, the shape of me. Something in you calls, vibrates like it does when you hear my voice. And you know that I'm there, you know. But then when you look, when you try to find me, I'm gone. And the best part is, this is going to keep you so eager to drop again. This charm that I've created inside your head that makes me feel like I'm so close to you is going to stir something up in you, a passion, a need, because you want me to be there, don't you? You want me to be there to claim you and use you as you deserve. It's going to drive you wild to go deeper for my voice. Such an obedient thing you are, aren't you? That's it. I'll be seeing you around, sweet one. I'll be there. I'll be there. And it'll feel so good to know that I'm close, won't it? Yeah. But for now I want you to begin to drift up from this deep place. Come back into your body. Feel my voice going to that place that you'll never find, where it lives. And you know that I'm not far away. I wonder how long it will be before you see me. But come back to your conscious mind now, with all of my words sinking deeper. Coming back up in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Up, up, up. I'll see you around.